B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
So it's 11:05. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're Beasley Media Group Station. Interesting, the conversation about an American icon in Kobe and how he is received abroad. Now, you know his connection to Europe, that he lived in Italy and that he was big in soccer and in the soccer community. But it's interesting because England is not a basketball player. England is real in tune to American football as a country. Sammy is, I love his story. I love the fact that Sam drew a connection to Philadelphia. He connected with a place. You know, like, imagine he connected with a city, not a country. Like, listen, right. We all, like, you connect with Lithuania for good reason because you're, you know, that's where your family's from.
Right.
And you're, you know, you were born, the culture's alive in your family. So you certainly have a kinship, a connection to Lithuania. He, you know, Sam's got a connection to Philadelphia. And the connection's purely over, it's sports. Like, he looked at, he's watching Sixers, Lakers, and finds Philadelphia, and somehow becomes a thing. He comes for a visit, and, you know, like, he's hooked.
Multiple times now.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a place that you have, like, a deep-rooted connection that would not be Lithuania because of the obvious blood connection you have?
That's a good question.
Like, to a city?
That's a good question. I don't know, because, you know me, I'm like an outdoorsy guy. Like, I love Vermont. Like, we were talking about it the other day.
Wow, you're back to Vermont.
We were That's talking funny. About this the other day and how somebody went up to college then. And I would love to, at one point, like, have a house up there.
Yeah.
If I could, you know, if I'm fortunate enough to have a house up there. I don't know. I guess maybe that, but it's not, like, deep-rooted.
But like, Sam's is pretty deep-rooted.
Yeah, his is deep-rooted. Like, to travel out to Philadelphia, like, once a year, I think, almost. Because he comes out for an Eagles game every single year. He tries to do an Eagles Sixers
weekend. It's almost like a pilgrimage.
Yeah. Type. Like, I haven't been to Vermont a couple of years now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I have that deep-rooted connection like Sam does.
Yeah.
And I appreciate his deep-rooted connection.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, too. I do. I love that stuff. I really do. I love the fact that, like, our town can be a destination, like, to feel as though there's people that have this deep-rooted connection across the Atlantic Ocean. You know, I think that's cool. All right, I just got to say one thing. It's not a big confession. But I watched some of the Pro Bowl, and I was like, I'm not watching Pro Bowl. I watched some of the Pro Bowl, and I was out. And in the midst of, it was like during the, then later found out about the Kobe thing, and I kind of took over. But I watched some of the Pro Bowl, and I was into it.
You were into it?
I actually liked it.
Really? I couldn't turn it off fast enough.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, normally I'd have that, you know, reaction, but
because they're wrapping up players and they're blown, and I get why, right? Like, I don't want anybody getting drilled in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
that's why they should do away with it. But
yes,
to be in when they're not even tackling, they're wrapping up. Like, there's one
a couple
play,
shots.
Ingram had a run up the middle, and this is when I stopped watching it. And like a linebacker came up, and Ingram stopped.
Yeah.
And the linebacker just held him, and they blew the play.
Maybe, yeah, you know, maybe because it was so brief, but I was like, oh, man, I wish I could watch it. I had to go take Anthony to a party.
Right.
But I remember thinking, oh, man, I wish I could watch it. But I don't know. I would have had the same reaction.
I think
reaction.
You miss football.
Yes, that's it.
I think that's what it is, man.
I do.
We talk about deep roots.
Yeah.
Your deep-rooted sadness for missing football. That's what you wanted to watch the Pro Bowl for.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And you would have been immediately disappointed if you had more time.
Like, I can't wait. I don't know why I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl as much.
Because we have interest in it, not only because it's football, but Andy.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it's different.
I mean, you're watching the best football, the best quarterback in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's not even, part of it's the teams involved. And I do have a little bit of a personal thing with Spags.
Andy and Spags out there.
And so there's, but it's beyond that. It's beyond that. I was talking to him yesterday, and we were just talking about the game and what's it like down there. And he's back because, remember, he was there with the Giants, and it's great. He's back, and he was out of work. Spags was out of work for 2 years.
Yeah.
He was hanging around with, he was slumming it with me. But he's, you know, I go, dude, you imagine, you know, last year, we were going to watch, did we watch it? I was actually going to go over to his house to watch it. And because he's like, he didn't feel like watching it, the whole thing. And it was funny because I go, dude, think about this. You're out of work and now you're in the Super Bowl. Like, that's pretty cool. He's like, thank God, you know, you're blessed type of thing.
Well, that's part of it for you.
But that's just a little personal thing.
You know why?
The real thing is I miss it. You know, like I miss it. I like when all the sports are going on at the same time. So I have my basketball, I got my Sixers, I got my basketball, and then I got, you know, a little football. Right, we got to take a quick TL. We'll come back.
I have a theory as to why. We'll talk about that.
All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I also love, at some point, I got to tell you the time, but Devon last night was beautiful. He talked about girl dad and what's going around, which is the hashtag girl dad. And it's beautiful. Oh, man, it's so touching. Because Devon's got three girls. And Kobe, of course, this whole thing that's gone viral, this girl dad movement, which is just a beautiful thing. I'm, you know, boy dad, because I got two sons. But it's just beautiful. All right, let's talk about DraftKings, shall we? That's right. Big game. We keep talking about it. Last one. There's only one way to end the season with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings is a safe, secure, and reliable betting app. Place your bets for America's biggest game of the year with the American-made DraftKings Sportsbook app. Head to the app right now and check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. You name it. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic. For a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's DraftKingsSportsbook.com/Fanatic. Get your sign-up bonus up to a grand. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. PA only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match. Each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sixers win. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong, and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Call 1-800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com. Sixers hosted and beat the Warriors last night, 115-104. It was the return of Joel Embiid since tearing his ligaments in his non-shooting hand. Embiid wore the number 24 last night in honor of Kobe Bryant. Embiid finished with a double-double, scoring 24 and grabbing 10 boards. Ben Simmons had a good night, finishing with 17. Howell Neto had 19 off the bench. Before the game, the Sixers honored the life of Kobe Bryant by holding a 33-second moment of silence and had his high school number 33 on the court, his jersey as well. Like other teams around the NBA, the Sixers won the tip, then drew an 8-second half-court violation, followed by the Warriors, who drew the 24-second shot clock violation. The Sixers are now fifth in the Eastern Conference, just 2.5 games behind the Heat, who sit second. They're off tonight and return tomorrow when they face the Hawks in Atlanta. The Trust Acosta's 5K Day giveaway continues. Your next chance to win $1,000 is at 1 o'clock with Anthony. This update is also brought to you by Upwork. Upwork has the largest network of independent professionals like designers, developers, data scientists, you name it. When you need in-demand and talent on demand, Upwork is how. The Fanatic Pro Shop is now open, Anthony. Fanatic and Philly sports team apparel and merchandise at discount prices. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this is 97.5 The Fanatic.
on 97.5, The Fanatic.
You own a timeshare, and it's the time of the year for eye-popping maintenance fees arriving in your mailbox. How much will it be this time?
You're kidding me. That's just ridiculous.
Really, how much do you actually use it? Is it really worth all that? The vacation times you want never seem available. Your fees keep going up, and now you're getting slammed with more costs. Still having fun?
That's it. I'm out.
Timeshare Freedom Group is ready to help you escape your timeshare money pit. We've guided thousands of people like you through the freedom process. Let us help free you from your overpriced, useless, money-draining timeshare. We're the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. And we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now. Call us at 844-456-EXIT. That's 844-456-EXIT. 844-456-EXIT.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
You've got all kinds of hustle, like get the job done hustle and get the kids out the door hustle. If you've got hustle, University of Maryland Global Campus is made for you. A respected state university with 90-plus programs and specializations and more than 70 years' experience serving working adults like you. We offer online courses and rolling admissions so you can get started as soon as you're ready. Plus, we help you fit your education into your budget with credit for your experience, affordable tuition, and no-cost digital course materials in nearly every course. University of Maryland University College is now University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. Take the next step in your education toward the career you want. Whether you want to study business, cybersecurity, healthcare, or IT, University of Maryland Global Campus can help you get there. Apply by January 31st, and we'll waive your application fee. Classes start soon. Visit umgc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions not available in all areas.
If you run a small business, you know that dealing with workers' comp insurance can be tedious and costly. But PI Insurance is changing that, and founder John Swigert is here with me to tell us how.
At PI, we saw that small businesses needed a better way to handle their workers' comp coverage. So we built PI Insurance from the ground up for them. We make getting workers' comp a no-brainer with simple online shopping. Best of all, we're helping them save up to 30%.
And the reviews say it all.
That's right. PI Insurance is rated excellent on Trustpilot by our customers. They tell us we're fast, affordable, and easy to work with.
Thanks, John. Bottom line here is that if you run a small business, you can say goodbye to expensive, complicated workers' comp and discover the next generation of small business insurance. So why don't you see if PI can save you up to 30%? Check your rate today at PIEinsurance.com. That's PIEinsurance.com.
HVAC contractors and techs, want to be sure the system you're repairing or installing is running efficiently? Then test it with Testo. Heating, cooling, air quality, electrical, and more. If it can be measured, it should be measured with precision with Testo instrumentation. Testo is a world leader, headquartered right here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. For accurate results, ask for Testo by name. To see Testo's full line of measurement instruments, products, and job site solutions, visit testo.com. That's testo.com. Testo, be sure.
Hey guys, it's Natalie Eganoff to tell you about one of my favorite places, Family & Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. You've heard me talk about Family & Company for a while now, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They have over 1,000 five-star reviews from all their satisfied customers. That number blows their competition away. If you're looking to get engaged, do what many have done, including our very own Andrew Selchunas, go see the family. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Get the right ring at Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
At Tower Health, we're delivering high-quality care anytime, anywhere. Whether you're accessing your online health information with a touch of a button or turning to our network of experts right in your community, getting the care you need has never been more convenient. We're ensuring you stay connected to your healthiest when and where you need it most. Discover how at thconnectsyou.org. That's thconnectsyou.org.
Why is it that when someone asks you to just trust them, you just don't? Because trust is tricky. You can't just say it. You have to back it up. AAA Auto Insurance has been doing that for over 100 years. As quickly as a car accident happens, AAA starts to set things right, matching you with the right experts who make your claim their priority until you're back behind the wheel. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local AAA store today or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about AAA.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. You'll find a massive number of basketball betting options, bet point spreads, money lines, and game totals directly from your mobile device. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we pay fast. We pride ourselves on our quick and easy payouts. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Required with approved credit. Call 1-800-BARBARA.com for details.
Holy jeep!
Boom, boom, boom!
It's bye-bye soon!
Now, it's Gary Barbera's massive month-end clearance!
72 hours!
At Barbera's on the Boulevard!
0% financing!
For 72 months!
Boom!
For 72 hours! 0% financing for 72 months!
Plus a boatload of select Barbera cars, trucks,
minivans, and SUVs!
$72 down or boom!
$72 a month!
All through midnight Friday!
Baby Bentley Chrysler 300s!
Barbera Jeeps
cheap!
$16,990!
Boom!
Minivans!
$12,990!
Gary Barbera wants to put a Dodge in your garage!
No models are held back!
300 Jeeps cheap!
Rams!
Rams and more Rams!
Oh, and here comes the kitchen sink!
For 72 hours!
0% financing for 72 months!
With zero down and you're driving around!
Through midnight Friday!
During Gary Barbera's massive month-end clearance!
Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best?
Boom!
Boy, I guess.
Just announced, Thomas Rhett is coming to the BB&T Pavilion August 28th with Cole Swindell and Hardy. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Or go to Ticketmaster.com this Friday, January 31st at 12 p.m. to purchase yours.
What up? I hear you.
Hit the one to tell you that.
Hello.
That's great job, AI.
It's the one to tell you that.
What a character.
Did you see the guy turn himself in?
Yeah.
He probably was like, oh my God.
No, but he didn't. He said he just found it.
No, I think they got a mugshot of him, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, because he said, at first he was, I just found this. I don't know anything about it.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, and then he saw the tweets. That AI was missing $500,000 worth of jewelry. What's uh-oh?
No, uh-oh. I have to find that out.
Oh, I was like, what happened?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, let's go to the phone line, shall we?
Oh, by the way, I got one tweet that I want to read for you.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about how we fell in love with certain sports. One of them was from Tim, and he responded with hockey. And he said, I got to say hockey because he was 5 years old during the height of the Lindros LeClaire era, and everybody was fired up at that time. He says, I don't even remember vividly watching the games, but we talked about our heroes growing up, and you know LeClaire and Lindros was those heroes to him, and that's why hockey was the sport that he started with.
Yeah, hockey's another great sport. Like I'm like going back again. The first time you see it, you go, wow, what is that, man? That's great.
And you're trying to do those moves on concrete with sneakers, right, and they're doing it with skates, and you're like, oh my amazing. God.
No, it's, and then watching like that was, and when I was a kid, you know, it was fights, right? Like, it's amazing. I think about when I was a kid, and it was just brutal, man. Like, those dudes, the fights. Wow. Being a kid, I remember being a kid and watching, like, a late night Flyers-Kings game. And there was, like, this bench-clearing brawl. Now, you imagine when the entire, you can't even imagine this. Imagine both benches on the ice. So the ice is filled with guys, right? And just squaring off. And then, like, you know, you'd see, oh, there it is. And then somebody else would go. It was like brush fires throughout the ice of fights.
Well, I remember as a kid, my dad would get the Phantoms tickets from work, right? So, you know, you've had your guy on, Frank the Animal. I'm sure I've seen him throw a few hands in his heyday, because there was a lot of Phantoms games that I went to, and I don't know if fights were worse, or maybe I'm just imagining things because I was a little kid, but I could have sworn there were even more in those AHL games. Am I wrong to think that?
No. That was part of the selling process.
Yes.
We're going to be starting this new feature, which is a Wednesday conversation. The Animal will be in for a Wednesday conversation and tell some great stories.
Can we pre-record that one? So I can bleep out a few things.
Maybe we will.
Run out of dumps.
But today, in honor of Kobe, we're talking about your love affair with a sport, a singular sport. I talk about all four because, you know, that's kind of how we do it, but your singular love affair that you would like to discuss and talk about with the sport. Because that's what Kobe was about. Kobe loved basketball. So all that, the legendary work ethic that we have heard, all the stories, they all emanate from the love of the game. Stealing all that gym time, you know, shooting 1,000 jump shots. It's the love of the game. Working on everything tirelessly. Love, deep-rooted love of the game. And that Dear Basketball he did was sensational. And I equated it to John Marzano because I know how much time he put in as a kid playing ball with his father. His father was out there hours and hours pitching to him. It was a big deal. Let's go to Israel. Israel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing, cuz?
What's up, Izzy?
Listen, just thinking about your topic is football. It has to be football. A lot of it revolves around Randall Cunningham, who is way before his time.
My favorite, his time.
Before Patrick Mahomes, Michael Bay, Donovan, it was Randall Cunningham. Randall Cunningham was a defensive end, and that's when you can hit the quarterback.
Yes.
Look up. Throw the ball 90 yards, Brad Barnett, touchdown, and I saw him do stuff that I've never seen anybody do before, and I was just in love. And he played for my football team, which made it twice as good. So, Randall Cunningham, football, my favorite quarterback.
You know what?
Donovan McNabb is the most accomplished Eagles quarterback. And Nicky Foles is the one who delivered what I waited 40 years for, that Super Bowl.
Let's go back, though, to Randall for a second, because you're right. I mean, when you think about how incredible what we see from Patrick Mahomes, the roots of that go to Randall. Like, he was amazing. And the shame of it was that he just never had any offensive coaching, like that he had to deal with coach, like that he had no one to push him. He begged to be pushed in that sense, because he learned the game and you put an offensive line, he was tremendous.
It was just Randall, go make a play. And the thing about it, that's what he did for like 10 years. It was Randall, go make a play. And some of the stuff, I mean, I remember that one year we had Herschel Walker, and just thinking about if he had like real weapons like Patty Holmes, Randall probably would have won 5 or 6 Super Bowls. That guy was just, and then that Eagles defense and Reggie White and Jerome Brown. It made me love football. I skipped out on weddings, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, parties. I missed so many events. I tell my wife, don't schedule nothing around no football game. I was like, you don't even know. Don't schedule nothing around the Eagles football game. No. Oh, this one's having a birthday party. I'm not going to be at the birthday party. Look at the Eagles schedule and then make the plans accordingly.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I got to tell you, Izzy, I love it, Izzy. That's
Randall,
great, man.
Vandal and Nikki Foles, when we finally won that Super Bowl, I cried. I only cried two other times. That's when my children were born. I cried.
Dude,
so my wife, I'm leaving the house, and I'm not coming back tonight. I'm going to celebrate.
That is awesome. I did the same thing you did. I cried. I was with my cousin, my friends. We grew up together. The Eagle fans. We drank all night long. It was awesome. It was the party of all parties.
It was amazing.
Hey, Izzy, just great stuff, man. Great stuff, brother. Yeah, thank you. It was a great call. Great call. And you know what's funny? He's talking about it. And he brings up, Randall, and he's so right about it. And he brought up McNabb being the most accomplished, which he is. And Foles, the deliverer, which he was. I do think Carson's a real deal. I really do think he's the real deal. I'll be crushed if he doesn't at least become, get there and become a top five guy in the game at some point. He's got to become a top five quarterback in the game at some point.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm Team Carson.
No, I mean, and that's the expectation. Like, you got to be that guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that are comparing him to Andy Dalton, which, if he becomes Andy Dalton,
God forbid, yeah.
We're crushed.
Crushed. He's not Andy Dalton. Come on, that's Mr. X hate.
It is Mr. X hate.
That's Mr. X hate. He's a hater, Mr. X. Torture me about Ben Simmons as well. If you don't know who Mr. X is, he's a guy who makes his living in football in the NFL. And he's a Carson hater. And he has tortured us over him. And now he also is a Ben hater as well. Bilal, my man, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, brother?
Hey, cuz, real quick, I want to ask you a question. Like, between the other station and this station, how long you been on the radio?
I started January 3rd, 2000.
Dang, man, I've been with you for 20 years and I ain't get a drink, man. Listen, life.
We got to make that happen, man.
We got to make that happen, cuz.
Amen.
You know, I've been riding with you for a minute now, man.
I'll come to your spot.
We'll figure something out. We'll make it happen.
What's your spot at?
You ever heard of the Crab Tavern?
Where at?
Up in, it's in Darby.
In Darby? No, but I will. I'll go there and meet you in a bit.
Right. We're going to have to make that happen.
I will promise as someone that I've been talking to for that long, I agree. Yeah. I'm in, man. First of all, I love drinking, so I love great people. So I'm in,
nice
brother.
Good crowd. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Nah, I don't care. There's not a lot of bars I haven't been to in the city. Like, I like hanging out. So,
Big day. Man, I just want to say real quick, I'm going to get into my love, but I want to say, man, like, I appreciate you, cuz, man. Like, I appreciate this station, man, because, I've been, like, a little down with this situation, with Kobe. I had to stop watching the interviews, man, because, I don't know, man. It's just
depressing.
It's real emotional, sure, man. So the last one I watched, I did watch Shaq, and I watched the Tracy McGrady. I don't know if you've seen the Tracy McGrady.
I did.
That was hard.
I was real tough.
Real tough.
Like, he talked about, him saying that he wanted to pass away young.
What's next? Cuz, let me tell you something, man. I'm a religious person. I'm not the best of religious people, but I'm a believer. And you hear things, man. People say, "Oh, man, so and so in the house, he looked good, but he died." This person doing better in life, but he died. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like these auras come about for certain people. And then when it happens, it's like, yo, guess what? And it's amazing, man. Like, the creating of creation is just, man. It's unbelievable, man. I don't know how a person can't. I don't care what you believe in. I just don't know how you can't believe, man, with everything that goes on in the world, man. Like, I don't know, man, but that's a whole
nother
story.
Listen, I feel you. I mean, we all seek for answers, and the greatest answer since mankind, right, is like, what's this all about, like, meaning of life. But I'm with you. There has to be. I keep thinking the same thing, that there's got to be some sort of, you know, some sort of higher power.
You know what? Real quick, before I get, my cousin passed away, right? And when he passed away, he told my aunt, "Why are you looking at me like Jerome?" Like, and that was his brother. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, "Why are you looking at me? You know, you look just like, you know." And then a couple days later, he passed away. Like,
oh man,
it's just crazy. But I'm from South Philly. I love basketball. I love football. My first love, and I hope, you know, nobody don't take this the wrong way, was roller derby. Man,
give it up.
Cuz, that was my first. Judy Arnold, Otis Williams. Come on, cuz, she's from South Philly. You know how that thing used to be. Roller derby was
at the what was the the Civic Center.
Forty-fifth and Market.
Yeah,
40th and Market, the old arena.
Yeah,
man,
Philadelphia Arena.
We used to rent and with socks. Up in the house, in the third floor, empty room.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man, cuz, man, I love you, man. But
that is great.
Definitely, man, gotta link up, though, man. You know,
because, without a doubt, yeah, I promise, man.
The days, man, they come, they go. You know, people be like, "Man, how you doing?" I be like, "I'm maintaining, taking it minute by minute." But now, cuz, I'm maintaining it, taking it second by second, cause you never know that.
Amen,
man,
brother. Amen. Amen. Love you, brother. Thank you, Bilal. Take it easy. It's true, man. Minute by minute, second by second. It's great. It's true. It is a lesson. And when a celebrity passes, right, when we have, we talk about an icon, what, and I've heard like some callous people, and what they don't understand is if someone means something to you, you don't have to know them. It's what they represent. The mourning comes from what, you know, obviously there's a tragic element that's there with all the people that were on that helicopter and the children who were robbed of their lives. But that's not the point. The idea of mourning someone who mourning someone's passing, whom you don't know, it's because of what they represent to you, and your own mortality comes into play, and your own, obviously your own empathy to the situation, to the tragic situation. But even beyond that, it's your own inner relationship with even people that don't know, but what they represent to you.
Yeah. The first thing I brought up on Monday when we opened the show was Kobe was my Jordan.
Right.
Like that was, he was the guy that I grew up with. And, you know, I heard Bob talking about it this morning, that if you just look around the game, so many players in the NBA right now are implementing the moves. And we saw Joel do the turnaround fadeaway jump shot yesterday. So many players are implementing the style of play that Kobe had, because that was their guy that they watched. We've heard countless stories from guys like Legler and other analysts and other former players that came on saying how Kobe implemented his game on Michael Jordan. But the players today are, you see Kobe Bryant all over the court right now because of how that was the guy that they followed. That's the guy that I followed. That's the guy, dude, that a lot of people got into basketball with.
Embiid, that was an Embiid. That was Kobe.
Yeah.
What he did, that turnaround fadeaway from the baseline, that was Kobe. I mean, that's him doing a, you know, homage to Kobe, that shot. He's so good at, you know, you could see certain, the influences of certain players in his game. Like, he makes it completely unique, but he has certain influences. And it's like, listen, it's like that in anything. Think about this for a second. In any creative entity, right? Whereas writing, filmmaking, painting, whatever it is, there's influence, music, right? Like, you hear the influences. There's no greater example than music, where you hear the influences from the past.
Right.
And, you know, Embiid doing that is truly amazing, you know? Yeah. It's true. And by the way, congratulations. We got a $1,000 winner,
yes,
huh?
Yes. Robert Young.
That's fantastic. Robert Young of Philadelphia won $1,000. That's very cool.
Yeah, congrats to Robert. And I wanted to let you know, we put Dan from Northeast Philly in the mix for Caller of the Week. He was the guy that said the Mamba mentality sort of got his fear away from calling in. Remember he was talking about earlier how he was sort of afraid to call in, but this the moment, the passing of Kobe Bryant sort of got him to get past his fear of calling in. So we put Dan in the mix.
That's awesome, man. That's great. That is so cool. All right, let's tell you about Parx Casino, the hometown sports book of choice. 4 for 4 sports book is Parx Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, home of Cousins Corner. We'll be there on tomorrow night, in fact. So check it out. Hanging out. We'll be over there. Man, this line has stayed the same. I'm looking at the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. If you can't get to that incredible the sportsbook with the stadium seating and it's an awesome place to watch big game, you go online. Check them out. You can download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. And so I did that, and the line remains KC -1.5. They got a zillion props. You just look. It's unbelievable how many props they have for that game. It's amazing how they can break the game down that deeply. So let's look at Patrick Mahomes. Over under yards. Patrick Mahomes, 299.5. I know San Fran has a good defense, but he's thrown for 300. Williams can run a little bit, but San Fran's really good against the run. They have great linebackers. If Kansas City has a chance, he's thrown for over 300.
Plus, we've seen his last couple of rounds. It's playing, coming from back from behind.
I know you're Richard Sherman and all. To me, you got to go over. But that's just one of many. Go to parxcasino.com/PA or download the app, and you can check it out for yourself. Also, you get an insight credit up to $500 with your first bet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. So you're doing the, that's a good gig. You and Devon and D.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun. I'm not on air. I just do the commercial stuff. During the breaks, I hang out with people.
You entertain the people?
Yeah, entertain the people. We got a pong game, which is really cool. And it's the shape of a basketball backboard, and it's got 5 cups on it. So the top cup is worth like 1 point. The 2 middle cups are 2. The 3 bottom ones are worth 3.
Oh, yeah?
And, we give away Sixers tickets, and they're really nice seats. Like, I suggest people to go out just to play a pong game. I mean, it's like section 120, which I think is right around
awesome,
mid-court.
Man. Yeah.
And it's like row 11. So I suggest people go out. We've been giving away a trip to San Francisco, see the Sixers take on the Warriors. So it's been a lot of fun. People have been into it.
That's
great.
If
you're in the
cool
area,
thing.
I suggest to go out.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. You get to meet a lot of people, different bars
I've
and
a blast.
Stuff. Yeah. Right, good for you.
Another tweet about the first love, and David tweets in baseball for sure. And a lot of people, baseball is the leading vote getter on the poll right now. He goes, the first sport I ever played, first sport I ever loved, first sport I ever saw a pro team live. It was Phillies at the Vet, and he said Scott Rolen was my favorite player, which I actually kind of feel the same way. I loved Scott Rolen when I was a kid, and of course, he ripped my heart out. But I wonder if it was
baseball. He's a creep.
Yeah. I wonder if it was baseball because it was summertime, and maybe people could take off from work more so.
Well, most people went to Phillies games because of the sheer number. You have 81 home games.
Right.
You're in a stadium as opposed to an arena.
Yes.
You are, the tickets were a lot cheaper than going to a football game.
Yeah,
where
they have that
8 of them.
Promotion running if you bought the hot dog buns, you got a ticket, right? So maybe that's why.
I mean, listen, Phillies have always been, and back in the vet days, you're talking about, you know, 70,000 people. You could right. pack in 68,000 people to a baseball game, right? So, you know, and they were giving away 700 level tickets. They used to have a Wonder Bread thing. And the Wonder Bread, you know, whatever, you can get the tickets, hot dogs, right, and everything. Right. But there was always like, you know, cheap Phillies tickets you could get. And we knew everybody down there, so we would get in a lot. But there was always...
And you could find an open seat.
We'd always hang out. It was like a, you know, place to hang out. But it was, yeah, but you could always get, you know, there were tickets readily available. And then, Citizens Bank Park opens and, you know, you got, two-thirds of the seating, so you lose a third, basically, and... It's more than a third, but it's a tough, yeah, that ballpark is beautiful. I'll tell you one thing, they got it right.
Yes.
Like, when I think about baseball and, you know, looking forward to, like, a Phillies, like, you go down to that ballpark, and I love, like, early May, before it gets, like, real hot, and still, like, a nice night. You get that cool night, 70 degrees. You know,
we did the home awesome. Opener last year during the day. We still had the hoodie on.
I was a little too cold, but I like the,
you know me. But yeah. I enjoyed it. You know, the sun was warm enough to feel it.
Right.
But you still had the hoodie on. Yeah, nice day.
Yeah, it is. No, listen, go to the ball game. No, I get you. Let's go to Justin in Chester Springs. Justin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, cuz, how you doing?
What's up, Just?
Hey, so I just wanted to talk about, you know, my obsession became basketball. And, you know, I played at PW Plymouth White Marsh, graduated in 94. And, you know, I wasn't a highly touted player or anything like that. You know, my sophomore year, played sparingly on JV. But it was after that year, I really became obsessed with the game and improving myself and, you know, worked obsessively with Jim Donofrio, who's the, you know, current coach there.
Sure.
Yeah, and it just became, you know, that's all I did. And, you know, going into my junior year, you know, I was behind. We had some stud guys from Country, Butter Graham and Joe Radatti, like guys that just didn't come off the court. But that continued my entire junior year, playing against them, practicing against them, so much so that, you know, by my senior year, I made myself into a captain. I was the second leading scorer, on our team, all league, all area honors. So, you know, my work ethic was, you know, in hindsight, very Kobe-like. So, you know, and lo and behold, the second round of the district playoffs were facing Lower Merion and a sophomore named Kobe Bryant. So,
wow.
Yeah, I got to play against him. And, you know, at the time, didn't really know who he was. Obviously, we knew he was a really good player, but, you know, he was only a sophomore at that time. But we ended up winning the game, and I ended up closing them out. You know, they were trying to foul towards the end of the game. We were up pretty big. You know, we were up, and Kobe started draining threes literally like 1 foot inside a half court. It was something to see, trying to mount a, you know, comeback. And they were fouling, and I ended up closing them out. I think I made like 8 of 8 free throws.
Look at you.
Yeah, the last
look
2 minutes.
Look at you, so, man. Closing out Kobe.
Yeah, so that was a joke. You know, obviously over the years, as Kobe became the Kobe we know, you know, that game gained more significance. So that was a joke I used to have, like, with kids and friends, was that, you know, I closed out Kobe senior sophomore year, but, you know, he was able to get over it and move on and do better things.
That's
but,
cool.
Yeah, it was just, it was interesting. And, you know, I've never called into the station. You know, I've listened to you guys for, you know, my entire adult life. So I just.
Thank you, Justin. That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, I fucking told. You know, it's.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, you know, it kind of hit me hard over the last couple of days. You know, I have 4 kids, and just, you know, having played against them, you feel like you kind of have some kind of connection, not saying that I know them or anything like
no,
that.
No, without a doubt, you definitely have a connection. That's, no, yeah, it's perfect.
Just being a father, you know, I was at my, you know, oldest son's basketball game last night, and just you recount the countless times you're traveling to games for them, you know, just like he was. And, you know, it's a shame. It really makes you, it puts things in perspective for sure.
And there's, you know, It certainly does. And when you think about your own children and watching them play sports, it's beautiful, isn't it? It's amazing how you root for them to succeed for them, right? Like, you know, you know, just to see the joy that they feel, like my, you know, like my Anthony, right, who's 10, and you know, he's playing for his school team, he's fourth grade, whatever, and he makes a shot, and he was so happy, and he's coming down the floor, back down the floor, with like he's bouncing and stepping, you know, that's what you want for your child, right? Like, you know, forget about like great kids that are different and really good. For the everyday kid, the Piker kid, you just want them to enjoy themselves and feel good about themselves.
Absolutely, yeah. Same thing with my kids. And, you know, it's not so much about, you know, how good they become. You know, obviously I want them to instill like a good work ethic. But it's just the relationships you build, the experiences, the life lessons. I mean, so many life lessons that I got from that time, you know, working on my basketball game has translated into other areas of my life.
Without a doubt. That's exactly right.
Carry that with you.
Beautiful. Great call, man. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Buzz. Keep it up.
Thanks, buddy. No, that's so true. I mean, that's, you know, forget, you have the life lessons, but even have just the game, right? To pass down the game to your child, your son or daughter, and you know, we learned through Kobe and, you know, how beautiful the girl dad thing is. And I've told you this week about, you know, my niece and my buddy who's got his daughter who is Lissy, who's an incredible lacrosse star in college. But, like, the idea that they just had the game, right? I go to the Bass Sixers game with my niece and, you know, and she's done it countless times with her dad. And we're just talking about the game. Like, how cool is that? That you share the game with your kid or your niece or your nephew. And you just share the game with them. Like, that's a gift, right? Like, and think about all the fun, the friendships that you've made just by playing ball.
Oh, yeah, through sports.
Right.
Right.
And you know, again, I know we're back on this topic about sports as a greater entity, but I'm sorry. I you know, this it's the time to talk about it. And it's true. It helps you. I think times, you know, you're going through, everybody goes through stuff when you're a kid and, you know, you're battling, you know, depression and you're battling, you know, feelings of, you know, that you're not good enough and all kinds of, and you get on a basketball court and just go shoot around and it helps you deal with things. Like I want them to go, I want my boys to be able to go, hey, just go shoot them up, man. Something's bothering you. You have feelings of inadequacy or whatever it is going on in your life. You can find solace, and it helps you heal a little bit by just going out and shooting them up.
Yeah, I would do free throws just to clear my head.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, you're out there, and 2 hours go by.
Right? That's right. It's 12 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.